It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Artists from all over the world will gather at a park on the shores of Lake Monona this month. They will honor the late Ho-Chunk artist Harry Whitehorse and celebrate the art of indigenous wood carving.
The second biennial Harry Whitehorse International Wood Sculpture Festival takes place June 19th through the 27th in Monona near Madison.
13 featured artists from across the globe will take part as artists in residence, creating original sculptures throughout the week. The event is free and open to the public.
Gene Delcourt is a teacher and woodwork artist in Madison. He's one of the founders of the Harry Whitehorse International Wood Sculpture Festival. And Cody Cottrell is a visual artist and an enrolled member of the United Nation living in Green Bay. He's one of the featured artists at this year's festival. Gene and Cody, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Gene, starting with you, Harry Whitehorse worked across mediums, wood carving, of course, metal sculpting and oil painting. What inspired you to focus on wood sculpture for this festival?
Well, I've for 30 years, I've been wood carving wood. And that's when I was in graduate school way back in the early 90s. That's really all I wanted to do. It's what I wanted to learn. Just always had a deep connection with wood, with trees. And making art in trees, out of trees, was very appealing to me. And so that's has always been my focus.
Cody, you work in a variety of artistic mediums as well. What's unique about working with wood and specifically the indigenous wood carving tradition?
Well, for me, I've really always been drawn to trees as well. I've displayed them a lot in most of my artwork, a lot of photographs and everything. I just feel really connected to trees. It's sort of a place where it's almost like a religious experience by trees. Like it becomes that cathedral type place when you are near them and however you're connected to them. And I just feel really connected to them whenever, you know, we walk through the forest and go for hikes and things. It's a way to just touch base and get grounded again.
You find peace when you're with trees.
Absolutely.
Gene, you sought the guidance of Ho-Chunk artist Harry Whitehorse while, as you mentioned many moons ago, pursuing your master's degree in art at UW-Madison. And with this festival, his legacy is living on. What was your experience being mentored by him?
Well, I had never had a mentor before, and I was very nervous when I went to meet him. I didn't know him. It was suggested by my committee chairman at the UW that I should track him down. And he was just so kind and so welcoming. The very first moment I met him, he just said, come on in, come on in. And we sat down and started carving little birds the first day that I was with him. And so, you know, it's just always been, I've always admired how kind he was and just what a laid back, cool guy he was.
When you were carving birds with him, what did you notice about his technique or the way he approached, you know, the wood?
Well, he had just a really, really strong understanding of the biology of birds, and he could carve a beautiful bird with just a jackknife. Mm. You know, he did it once on a bus. We were traveling to a snow carving festival, and we stopped at a rest stop, and he saw a pallet at the back of the station, and he broke a piece of the pallet off and carved a cardinal out of it, and gave the cardinal to a little boy. Colored it with a colored marker that he had with him, and gave it to this little boy. And it was spot on accurate. You know, he just had an excellent understanding of the physiology of birds and of most animals that he did. He carved very, very biologically accurate. You know, he was very, very, very lifelike. All of his carvings were very, very lifelike.
Mm. What stands out to you in what you learned from him that you take with your art today?
I think patience. Yeah, patience. He had said to me from the start, don't expect this to come, you know, to happen in a week or in a day. Take your time and really study what you're doing. Study, you know, if you're doing a human figure, don't just try to do it all with a chainsaw, because you're inevitably going to make mistakes. Just block it out and then go at it with chisels. And chisels is the way I much prefer to work. It's slower, but it's very intimate. Sometimes I don't like to even sell a sculpture that I do when I've worked with chisels for so long, because it's such a personal experience to see this image emerge from a log.
Cody, what are your thoughts on patience as you create your art?
Well, I definitely think it is essential, just as Jean said, especially if you work with these larger tools that can, you know, you want to be careful removing too much material so you're not left with anything. So it's, you know, you want to be definitely, you know, cautious in how you work. So you want to have enough to work with, and we also want to get enough detail in there as well. So you spend a lot of time with these creations, and it gets difficult, you know, as Jean said, when letting things go, if you sell them or you give them as gifts to people, you get really, you develop a relationship with these different pieces that you work on. And it's often hard to price. It's often hard to sell. And, you know, you put a lot of yourself into everything you create. So it's a process for sure.
That's so interesting that you also have to let go. You have to let go of this art at some point and work through those emotions.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, every artist has their own process. But, you know, for me, it's therapeutic. And there's different feelings and emotions you put in every piece. And a lot of them are, you know, they're good feelings to relieve yourself of. So it's very therapeutic for me as well, I think.
Cody, your work draws inspiration. You mentioned trees from nature and traditional indigenous methods, and you pair that with contemporary artistic practices. What kind of creative spark do you find at that particular intersection?
Well, it took many years for me to finally understand and connect with my indigenous heritage. It's taking almost 2 to 3 decades just for me to finally, you know, reconnect with that again. I didn't grow up with traditional values or any kind of knowledge of the language or our culture or our practices. But over time, I definitely sought my own relationship to reconnect with that again. I discovered my own path and met with several elders who were able to teach me, just, you know, reconnect with my heritage again, teach me some of the language, find my name in my own Oneida culture. And our clan practice is that you receive your clan name from your mother. Mm. It's matriarchal. And so my mother didn't have one either, because her mother was German. Mm-hmm. So I had to kind of seek my own path and went on a year-long journey with an elder and developed a relationship with them and kind of went over these teachings. So it was all just a path of discovery to kind of finally feel like I belonged with my indigenous heritage.
Mm, thank you for sharing that story. Jean, Harry Whitehorse has public sculptures all over Dane County, one in Neillsville in west central Wisconsin, another in Freiburg, Germany. What was important to him about creating these public sculptures that are displayed in parks and schools and public buildings and not necessarily inside the walls of museums?
Uh-huh. I think it was important to Harry that the viewers of his work understand that the Ho-Chunk people still exist and their art reflects a lot of their traditional values. I think that's why he was so adamant to keep his art connected to the natural elements, because that was so much of an important part of his upbringing.
We're talking about the Harry Whitehorse International Wood Sculpture Festival. It takes place at San Damiano Park in Monona from June 19th through June 27th. And we're joined by Jean Delcourt, a teacher and artist in Madison who helped to found the festival, and Cody Cottrell, an Oneida artist from Green Bay. They're both featured artists at this year's festival. Jean, something special about this festival is that the artists are on site. They're carving these new large-scale works on the shores of Lake Monona. You've participated in the past as an artist in residence. What is it like working in that public-facing environment with people watching you as you create?
I think anybody that goes to symposiums or festivals like this thrive in that setting. I really thrive in that public setting, where I get to stop and talk and visit with people. I've never participated in like in Wisconsin, they have these chainsaw carving events that are really intense, where the artists are carving, 12, 15 hours a day, and it only lasts a couple of days and the pieces are done. I like the slow pace, giving a week to do a piece or even 8 days to do a piece really allows you to interact with the public as well. I want them to ask questions. I really like talking to people. And sometimes as the organizer in 2024, I was interrupted a little bit more than I wanted to be. But I had chosen a piece that was relatively easy because it was an image wrapped in a blanket. So I only had to have like just suggestions of an elbow and suggestions of a shoulder. And it was just the face that really was the focal point of the piece. And so it was a little bit easier than some of the other pieces that were done. And this time around, it's going to be a little bit more ambitious than that. So I might have headphones on most of the time so that I can tune out the public a little bit. And we are going to have during each day at lunch a meet the artist segment for about 45 minutes. And each day there'll be a different artist or two getting to talk about their work to the public if any public is interested.
Cody, you'll be creating a new sculpture during the festival. Do you have an idea of what you'll be working on?
I have somewhat of an idea. So I was asked to be a part of this event about a year ago, where I was, filled out an application, had kind of come up with a relatively, crude concept of what I wanted to create a year ago. And knowing I've definitely carved before, just on a much smaller scale, and I was really looking forward to say where would my skills be by the time this event came up, and I had to create an idea that I knew I was capable of, but I wanted it to be something very interesting and something in my realm of and style, and along the theme as well. I believe the theme this year is dance, and I just really wanted to create something that was interesting and a little abstract, but also wanted my idea to come through that I originally presented. So I'm going to go into it with that idea in my mind and just let the wood kind of speak to me, and I'll just try to make something as beautiful as I can.
How do you feel about doing this out in the public and working on your art in a public setting?
Well, I have some experience creating public art in a live setting. Previously, I worked with a group here in Green Bay called Fab Collab during a live event a couple years ago here in Green Bay, and we created a life-size giraffe just out of wood and cardboard and other materials in a live audience, and it was a great experience. And I think any artist will tell you that they enjoy talking about the process of creating their art more than the actual meaning of their art. So I really look forward to just seeing how other artists create and just sharing that process with them.
Oh, you feel like you're going to be learning too as you go through this festival from the other artists who are there.
Yeah, absolutely. The way I create art is I take a piece of everything that I experience and see, and just kind of I carry that with me and make it my own.
Jean, this festival is rooted in Wisconsin, but it's bringing in visitors from all over the world. What is the significance of having this be an international event, an international festival?
I think that part of it has to do with my desire to elevate wood sculpture as as more of a legitimate high art form, where in the United States, what you see in wood sculpture often tends to be bears and eagles, and they're all beautiful things. Those are nice things to carve, but they tend to get relegated to the medium of craft and not seen as legitimate art, I suppose, because wood cracks and stone doesn't and metal doesn't, and it just lasts longer. But I think the process of nature taking a piece back, even after you've put on, a good sealer to keep the moisture out, to keep the UV off the piece, in 20 or 30 years, nature will take it back, and I think that's a beautiful process. I want the community and the Madison community to start with at least to see what artists from other parts of the world how they approach wood sculpture.
I think that's going to be such a neat experience. Gene and Cody, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you for having us.
Yep, thank you very much.
That was Gene Delcourt and Cody Cottrell, two of the featured artists at this year's Harry Whitehorse International Wood Sculpture Festival. The festival takes place June 19th through the 27th at San Damiano Park in Monona. It's free and open to the public. For disclosure, the Harry Whitehorse International Wood Sculpture Festival is a business sponsor of WPR.